So we continue on. So we stopped at the point where Tara is above our head and all these wonderful things have absorbed back into her heart. And we left it in suspense as to what happens next. Okay, so all that goodness doesn't just stay in Tara's heart. It starts coming down into us. So like I was saying last time, we don't think of our body as so solid, but really let the light and nectar come into every part of our body. Yeah, and it can also wash over us too. And so at that time you think, okay, it fills your entire body. Yeah, and it dispels all the negative karma. So we've talked about negative karma some, all the deeds that we have done in the past that we regret. Okay, so you can imagine these as like really yucky stuff, you know, as feces or as, you know, scorpions or snakes or whatever you want to. You don't think of those creatures inside your body, but when you think of the negative karma coming out, it can come out in that form. Okay, and so for all of these things, we're going to go through them once, one by one. You can have that visualization of these creatures or feces or just pollution and smoke or whatever you think is disgusting. You know, these things manifest as they come out of you. So you feel like you're really light and relieved and those things don't exist anymore. You can also do it thinking that your afflictions are coming out that way. So if you have a lot of anger or resentment, if you're holding on to a grudge, if you're jealous, if you have a lot of greed or whatever, you can think of all of that coming out too. You know, all of that is getting purified so that your mind doesn't get tangled up in it. So basically anything we don't like about ourselves. You know, so if you have certain habits that you really want to change, then you visualize, you know, them getting purified in this way. So we're really working with symbols here. Yeah. So if there's speech habits or physical habits or ways of thinking, emotional habits, you know, that you really want to release, this is a very good way of thinking of letting them go. Okay? So your negative karma, your disturbing attitudes, so those are the disturbing emotions. They can also be wrong views. If you're holding on to a lot of wrong views, maybe thinking that, well, maybe there's God that created us who's going to save me, or, you know, maybe, you know, doubt about karma, doubt about any other kinds of things, or wrong views about those things, you know, that you find are still stuck in different corners of your mind, or maybe not in the corners, maybe right in front of you. You know, then you can imagine those getting washed away too. Disturbing attitudes, negative emotions, disease. So if you have any kind of disease or injury, you know, that's being washed away. You know, all of our physical problems come due to negative karmas that we have created. That have ripened. So when we purify the karma, we're purifying it before it ripens. We're actually purifying the karmic imprints, you know, before it ripens. When we think of purifying the disease or the injuries, then we think of, you know, it's already ripened, but we're trying to heal it, okay? So if something in your body isn't working so well, or if there's pain or illness or whatever, then you imagine this is all, you know, getting healed and as the light and nectar comes into you. Okay, interferences. So this, sometimes they talk about spirit interferences. His Holiness says that the Tibetans blame far too much, too many problems on spirits that are actually caused by spirits. But sometimes there can be spirit interferences. And so these, again, are caused by karma. So you imagine that they're getting purified. Spirit interferences sometimes can manifest as physical sickness or mental illness, things like that. But it doesn't mean that all sickness or mental illness is due to spirits, not by any means. Okay, and then also the dangers of untimely death. Okay, so untimely death is when a very strong negative karma created in the past ripens really, you know, when you least expect it in this life. For example, you know, you might have a life, the karma for a long lifespan, but then also there's another karma that can ripen in having a fatal traffic accident. Or, for example, what just happened in Phoenix, you know. I think that, you know, the people that lost their lives there, that's an example of untimely death, because probably most of them had the karma to live longer, you know, but some very strong negative karma ripened at that moment that caused them to die. Okay? So it could be death also by a sudden illness, you know, when, you know, a child getting cancer or something like that, or an accident, an injury, something, you know. Okay, so all of these leave your body in the form of dirty liquid, okay, or whatever else you think is gunky, yeah, and your body becomes very pure and clear. So that's very important, to think that your body is pure and clear. So that's what I was referring to last time. You don't think of your body, you know, oh, there's my stomach with all this half-digested food and my intestines and, you know, all these ugly things. You just think of your body as being filled with light, and it's very pure and it's very clear. So you're not holding tension in your body. You're not holding disease. You're not holding stress or anything else. This is all being let go. And so your body becomes pure and clear, very bright. And your mind also becomes clear and blissful. Okay? So your mind, you know, think your mind is very serene. You're not anxious. You're not worried. You're not fearful. You're not, you know, dreaming up stories of, you know, people not liking you and getting paranoid over silly things. You know, your mind is just very relaxed and open and at peace. Okay. No civil war in the mind. Okay. Now, in the, in one of the, when I was leading it, I think, I mentioned that when this stuff comes out of you as, you know, dirty substance, if you want to, you can imagine the Lord of Death. You know, which is, again, working with symbols. There's not a real Lord of Death. As some kind of monster who, you know, lives beneath the earth. And as you're purifying, he opens his mouth and all your negative karma and these filthy things, you know, the illness and the negative emotions and all that comes pouring into his mouth. But for him, he thinks that is just yummy. Delicious, you know? And so you think that you're satisfying the Lord of Death. And so at the end of the practice, he's completely satisfied. His mouth is closed with a double vajra, so he can't burp, he can't vomit. You know, the stuff, he's just so blissful, and he goes back under the earth and is completely satisfied and stays there. Okay? So that's the whole idea, you know, when we do the Gektor, you know, when we invoke spirits and send them away, but actually the spirits can be representing our own negative states of mind. And instead of beating ourselves up for the negative states of mind, we imagine making an offering to them. They're satisfied, they're at peace, and they go away. Okay? So this is that same kind of idea.